But my idea was to do a work of diptychs, triptychs, and single images. All of the diptychs are, in fact, pictures that are in exact sequence from the film, you know, two consecutive frames as I made them in the camera. So it's a kind of montage that's done very quickly, very spontaneously. And if you look at all these diptychs, I think they give you a kind of big list of different ways that you can think of two consecutive images, one image following another. Sometimes the difference is a difference of space. For example, here with the image of the Titanic sinking into the dirt. Sometimes it's a matter of time. Sometimes a matter of two adjacent spaces that show social relations. Sometimes it's a kind of action, like here with the docking of a cruise ship, it's a kind of sports photograph, you know? It's like sports photography. So, and then also there are these portraits, because the other thing I photographed was the Republican convention in San Diego.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so these photos are all made from the time of the convention. This man here is maybe the only man able to scavenge on the street at the time of the convention, because the San Diego police were busy sweeping all the homeless people away to make the city seem very clean and neat and properly bourgeois. So I liked him because he's a kind of mother courage figure, you know? Like in Bertolt Brecht's play, Mutter Courage, he's surviving in this hard situation. And I wanted someone from the US who was kind of in this situation. Yeah. On the American side, the image of work is completely suppressed. You know, there's the only image of work we get in America now is the work of people in hospital emergency rooms and the police. You know, these are the favored forms of work for television. And there's a fantasy on the American, on the US side that that work is disappearing, or work goes on somewhere else, somewhere hidden, somewhere in the darkness. And of course, you can't avoid the fact of work when you cross over to Mexico, because people are working so hard for so little. And at enormous cost, you know, and I wanted to make some record of that and have some respect for the gestures of work, you know, what is time like, and how can a still photograph show you something about work without turning work into a kind of spectacle?